Hello, my name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're back with you for episode 2 of How Married Are You? And today's topic, we're talking about gender roles.
Yep.
Do I sound very mechanical? Because I feel very unnatural.
Babe, just be you.
Today's topic is gender roles, y'all.
There you go.
Okay. So, babe, what were some expectations that you had of me coming into the marriage?
That you would know how to cook.
Well.
Wait, you don't think I knew how to cook?
I think during the dating process, I had hope that you knew how to cook.
Why did you have hope?
Because I remember that one time you were, like, house-sitting for that
family,
and you, like, made these, like, bomb fried chickens and like macaroni and cheese with the crumbs all on the top. It was so fire.
We were dating.
And then
don't say it.
Yeah.
Okay. I could cook if I have a recipe, step by step instructions.
Yeah.
Now I feel a little bit more comfortable just going into the kitchen. But yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you definitely now it's totally different, you know, but you said going into the marriage. So going into marriage, I thought that it would be a lot more cooking. I thought you would be, I don't know, like I didn't really have high expectations, to be honest.
Okay, but what were some things that you expected me to like take care of?
Dang, I'm trying to think back to Madagual.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like you would be taking care of the like laundry, you know what I'm saying? But that was really it. Like I had very low expectations, babe. Do you feel like I had high expectations of you?
No, I'm pretty sure you had low expectations because you have low expectations of everyone.
Yeah.
What about
me?
I had lots of expectations.
Yeah. Because your dad. That your dad did things.
Yeah, I expected you to take care of the cars, like know when we need an oil change or a tires rotated, and then kind of keep track of that and, you know, have it on schedule.
Yeah, your dad's like that.
I expected you to, like, you know, if...
Know how to, like, fix your computer.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, you thought I was, like, a tech savvy. You saw the glasses and I'm like, yeah, he knows computer.
No, I thought this because you were mad. You weren't mad, but you were really hating on my laptop. And you were like, Apple this, Apple that. You know, you were all Apple. Yeah, I expected you to be able to, like... Glenn tricked me. Was that at Madagual when you had me talking to the computer?
No, that was off Yucca. We were sitting there, right? And so we were sitting down... And she opened my laptop and we were talking and I was like, go look it up on Safari or something like that. And then she opened my laptop and Safari was just open on the screen. And so she was like, whoa, wait a minute. What happened? Like, why, how did it just pop up? And I was like, oh, because you said Safari when you opened the laptop. So my computer heard you and opened it up. And then... She goes, iTunes or something
like
that.
Yeah, I think I was like, open iTunes.
Yeah, and I was just looking at you like, you were so gullible.
But you want to know something? I was foreshadowing to today.
So what were your expectations of me?
Okay, so I expected you to be able to like do an oil change.
Your dad taught me how to do an oil change.
I know. I expected you to be able to, you know, or not be able to, but I expected you to take my car and go fill up the gas tank, you know.
Yeah, you would be like, you would come home with an empty gas tank and like expect me to go fill it up. I'm like, why didn't you go get the gas when you were out? And I didn't understand why, but you gotta know, like, I didn't grow up with my dad in a home like that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like taking care of my mom in that way. Like, and I didn't like learn from him how to be a man somewhat, you know what I'm saying? Like it was all about whatever I watched and I don't feel like I was privy to a lot because we didn't grow up in the same home for most of my life, so.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I apologize.
It's okay.
Now that we are married, though, I'm interested to know, have I exceeded your expectations as far as...
Oh my gosh, you've exceeded my expectations. Mm. Yeah, you've totally exceeded my expectations. The things that, like, I don't have, like, you can't... Oh, sorry, I don't want to say you can't, but, you know.
What you mean? What you mean? Like, you're lacking something?
I mean, like, you know, some things you would rather just hire somebody to take care of.
Me, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know? I understand, like, what I'm good at and what I'm not.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
And so sometimes I, you know, like, it would be nice if you just, you know.
Like what?
Like punching a hole through a wall.
Yeah. And like, just, you just don't, like, that's not something you grow up just doing. Like, you have to have a parent who's like, oh, yes, this is how you use a measuring tape. And this is how you use a hammer.
Yes, for sure. Totally. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I could have figured it out on my own, but I just was like, man, I just don't understand the basics.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, this is going to take way longer if I do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I feel like you have very high expectations.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're high, but, you know.
I feel like they're high. I feel like they're high.
Okay.
I feel like, well, you got, you know, I'm raised by my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so, things that, I'm used to doing things that, mostly, like, if we're talking about gender roles, women would be considered most likely to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. Like, you cook.
Yeah. That's not it.
I was trying to think of other roles that women do.
I feel like I'm very nurturing. Like,
Oh my gosh, you take very good care of me.
I take very good care of you. I take good care of the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I take, like, I make sure that you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you don't,
and you know me better than myself,
right?
Like, as far as when we go to doctor, if I go to doctor by myself, I regret it because like Glenn would know the answer to this question,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know.
Right. So I know a little bit more about you than you know about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it.
Yeah. No, that's not about it. But yeah, you've exceeded my expectations in that, like, you're just a good man. Mm. Yeah.
That feels nice. Thank you.
You're just a good man.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
In like the traditional sense, am I manly?
Oh, man, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, like...
You mean like in the world's perspective? Like the fact... Okay, so the fact that you stayed home with the kids?
Mm-hmm.
Or the fact that you cook and you wear an apron when you cook?
Yeah. Yeah. Or, like, I do hair.
Yeah. You were doing the kids' hair before I was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One of the things, like, I don't know what it is about it, but one thing that really irritates me so much is when a woman says, oh, their dad's babysitting them. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but those, that compound word just irritates me so bad. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you're babysitting your kids.
Right.
You're, like... And I don't know if watching your kids is a different thing. Because, like, it's like, what do you call it when the mom's home with the kids?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah.
They're at home with their mom. Or something. I don't know. It's not that I'm babysitting them. They're just my kids and I'm caring for them. Or whatever. So, babysitting, it just has a connotation that I don't like.
I think it's the man who allows that to be said.
Mm.
Because when I'm out the kids and people see me and they recognize me from the show or they know me, they're like, where are the kids? They're expecting to see me with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that is what the man, spouse, husband, like, would allow to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I don't think there's a such thing as babysitting. I think it's very corny and it's not real, mm-hmm. you know? But sometimes when I'm out of the loop, I do feel like, this isn't my realm.
What do you mean by out of the loop?
Like, so, you know, it's been a while since I've had the kids
mm-hmm.
by myself overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, never with three because Anaya's breastfeeding. And so when you left this past weekend, I had to mentally and, like, emotionally and, like, everything prepare myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be like, okay, Yvette's not going to be here. So I have to figure out what the kids are going to eat. And before you left... I was
making pancake batter and making hundreds of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Six or seven peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Brining chicken.
Brining chicken, packaging the Cheetos up,
Yeah. I was like, I'm getting prepared for war.
It was hilarious. We should have been recording that.
Yeah, but I was too in the zone.
Yeah.
Because at that point, it wasn't really about belief in fatherhood, telling the stories. It was just like, we need to get through this.
Yeah, you know? Need to survive.
And so I know with Anaya, you know, even though we have a very good relationship, I feel her and I, she still is like, you know, she knows what it is. You know, she wants, she wants boob, you know, she wants milk. So she's going to do whatever she has to do to get that. And I feel out of the loop, but when you left and I had to do it by myself, I didn't like at the end of it, I was like, oh, this wasn't that bad, you know, but I don't prefer it.
And so that's what triggered this conversation. That's what triggered me, like, really wanting to discuss gender roles, because I'm like, okay, Glenn leaves all the time.
Yeah.
And if Glenn were to go away overnight for multiple days at a time, it's just what it is. Like, I'll take care of the kids and that'll be that.
Mm-hmm.
But when people were hearing, when I was telling people, like, I'm about to go to this homeschool convention, and then you, even, like, you and my own home were like, are you going to take Anaya with you? Or, like, people were asking me that. I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
If Glenn needed to go somewhere, he'd have all three. I mean, I would have all three kids. And then the other thing that was really bothering me was the fact that Anaya was sick. And I was like, who cares? If Glenn left, Anaya would still be sick, and I'd take care of my children. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, like, the woman is never, like, you would never ask the husband. I mean, I don't want to say you would never ask the husband, but I was thinking, like, people wouldn't say, oh my goodness, Anaya's sick, you're going to leave Yvette with all three kids. Or, you know, I don't know.
I hear you, but like, I would feel some way.
Yes, and yeah. I understand that. But yeah. I'm just saying from the outside, it was I felt kind of like there were just a few people that kept saying, like, wow, you're leaving all three of the kids with Glenn? Like, yes, I am. That is their dad, and he's very capable of taking care of his children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was just like my tone changed. Everything in me, I got a little bit tight
because
I was just like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I do this all the time.
Yeah.
For longer stints. Is that the right word? Longer stints of time. So I'm like, yeah, I just don't believe in this whole, the dad can't stay with the kids overnight multiple days.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you. I feel you, but I still felt abandoned. let's not miss this. Like, I am still like, okay, like, please make this worth it.
And it was so worth it.
Yeah.
I was sitting in conferences because at some point I did say, man, maybe I should take Anaya. Because I really didn't realize until the night before that this was my first time leaving Anaya overnight.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason in my head, I had thought I did it before. And I think it's because we had discussed trying it out, but we actually never went through with it. So it was kind of like the night before I was getting a little bit anxious and I was like, I could just take her. But then I was like, nah.
Man, I would have been so happy if you didn't. I'd have been so happy.
No, I couldn't take her. And the reason I couldn't take her is because on Wednesday mornings when I would take her to mom's group, she was just too squirmy now.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be up and about and exploring and doing things.
They didn't have no child care there or nothing?
They didn't have any child care. So you had people in conferences with crying babies. And not only, they had kids Theo's age and older in there.
Yeah.
That were just, it was a distraction. But because I didn't have any of my own children to pay attention to, I was able to focus and get content, you know, from what people were trying to offer me.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I gleaned a lot more from experienced homeschoolers' wisdom than I would have been able to had I had my children with me.
I'm sure you did. And I'm glad that you did. My thing is, so what the hard part is for me is that, like, because, like, you know, the career is fresh and new.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important for me to not lose momentum and to, like, focus, mm-hmm. move. And that's what happens a lot with this YouTube thing is that you lose a lot of momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to feel, like, I feel really attached to my work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love what I do. I really, really do love it. I don't think at any point do I, like, I'm not, and some people are going to think that I am because they see me as a man. And this is a man thing. I'm not the type of person that, like, is addicted to work. I have way, way, way too much guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Even going to London, Like, I'm like, I don't really need to go. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that most of the things that some people would see as like golden opportunities, I'm kind of like, man, I could take it or leave it. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't care. But I know what our kids, like Theo, was like nervous.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, he was like nervous, like, for me to like, so he was like, Dad, like, you left. And he was like, and I hadn't made the pancakes yet. I whipped them up, but I hadn't like started cooking them. Mm-hmm. He was like, Dad, I think you should get my mom to teach you how to make pancakes because she makes them right. And I was like, okay, buddy. And I did it, and he was like, oh, wow, Dad, you did it right. Aww. Good job, Dad. Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
So sweet.
I'm like, man. I'm like, man, if you don't get the hell out of my face tonight.
Did you say thanks?
Nah, I was just like, yeah, I said thanks. I was like, thanks, buddy. But I was really like, man, you condescending little turd. How dare you
speak that to me is in actually that tone. Really hilarious.
Because, like, he was like.
He does me like that too, though.
Yeah. And I'm just like, yo, like, what do That's you think so this funny. Is? But they really are concerned. Like, Theo asks, you know, a couple times, when are you going to come back? He turns into, like, this giant baby at some points. And I was really having a hard time. Like, I was literally like, yo, you need to go away. Because, like, I'd be like, hey, man, it's bedtime. And he's, when mommy coming home? And I'm like, yo, you need to go upstairs. Because you weren't talking to my mommy when you were watching TV earlier. Mm-hmm. But now all of a sudden you scared, you know, you want mommy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dude, I'm way capable of taking care of you. Go upstairs mm-hmm. and put your diaper on. And it was one, I didn't even like really pray for him. Like, it was just kind of like, Lord bless the kids. Lord bless the kids. Good night. And so, like, but even though like you were gone, like, I felt your pain. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, she needs more time. Mm-hmm. But even though I feel like you do get time, but I feel like you need mm-hmm. more. Because I'm like, F this. Like, this is whack sometimes. Because when, like, Anaya's like, she won't let you go. Mm. But I was prepared, though. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cooking dinner. Like, dinner's already ready mm-hmm. by 12 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm already having stuff done. Mm-hmm. You made that taco meat for me, which is real helpful. And you picked out all their clothes, mm-hmm. which was like, boom. You know, I don't have to worry about what the kids are wearing. And I don't plan on getting them dressed, but if I do plan on getting them dressed.
I was thinking when I got home the following day, I was like, wait, why is there still outfits laid out here?
Yeah.
You missed a day.
Yeah, I missed a day. That last day, because I was expecting you to be home at 5.
Let's switch gears a little bit. So one of the things, oh man, do I not have the results? Oh, I do have the results. So on my Instagram, what I'm trying to do is whenever we have a topic, I kind of want to have some kind of poll related to what we're going to be talking about next. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, follow me on Instagram, Mrs. Melanin. And yeah, be a part of these.
MRSMELANIN.
What's the expectation? So I asked a few questions about like the husband or the wife type deal. And then one of the statements was, when dad is left with the kids, it's called, quote unquote, babysitting the kids, or is it called watching the kids? And actually 96% of the people said watching the kids. But I'm not really happy with the way that I asked that question. So I don't know. We'll see. Let me see how many people participate in these. Wow, we're getting a lot of participation.
You get really good engagement on Instagram. I'm so proud of you for that.
Thanks, babe. So, yeah, that's over 1,200 people polled that said 96% say it's watching kids. But I don't really like how I asked that question because I feel like it's way more than that, mm-hmm. saying babysitting kids, but whatever. What's your expectation? Who does the yard work, the husband or the wife? 86% of the people said the husband.
I don't care what nobody say. I'm not going out there and mowing the lawn.
And you know what? I think I would find it therapeutic. Like, just being out. Yeah, and you
Let me tell
really
you why.
Bad allergies.
Allergies. Oh, like, my God. Allergies. Like, I got bad allergies. You I take my Zyrtec allergies. Every single day. I'm not playing around.
You don't take it every day, do you?
I take Zyrtec every single day.
You do?
Every day.
Oh, you poor thing.
And I always go buy more. All the time. At CVS. Listen, I don't play around with these allergies. Yvette be like, babe, wouldn't it be fun to just go like pick flowers at the flower field? Like, heck no. You do too. Yes. And I'm like, I would die.
Pick flowers at the flower field. Oh, I did suggest. You Are you did. Talking about the Carlsberg?
Yes.
Oh.
That's exactly what I said.
Dang,
she does
I
say
literally
that.
Do
and
that.
I'm like, do you want to die? You want me to die? I don't want to go to the flower field and pick flowers. That sounds like a horrible day. In the hot sun with all that daggone pollen. Are you crazy? Forget that.
Oh,
no
man.
Way.
Poor man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, I feel like yard work would be therapeutic.
And I'm saying, look.
And you know what? That's true. You want to get fake grass in our own house.
Because I don't like being outside. Like, even right now, you can hear my allergies. Like, I don't do that.
Oh,
the dust, the pollen.
I understand that. Now, you never advocated for the fake grass with your allergies, but that makes sense.
I mean, I just think it's common sense. It stays green. That's it.
Yeah, but it's not the feel.
Nah.
The touch. The feel.
No. Mm-mm.
Of grass under
no.
your feet.
No.
Is that how the song goes? Anyways, yard work, 86% said husband. Car maintenance, 93% said husband.
And you know, I think that's straight up stereotyping because not all men know about cars.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to figure out how to do cars now.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, who's supposed to make the money? 73% said the husband, which is
interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pay bills. This one was kind of 50-50. 51% said husband, 49% said the woman. We should answer these questions about ourselves. So when Glenn's left with the kids, I call it watching the kids. He's watching the kids. He's with the kids. Yard work, we don't really have a yard, but I would have expected him to do it. But now that I think about it, his allergies, he has really bad allergies, so I wouldn't expect him to do that. We could hire someone or I'll do it myself. The kids and I could do it. Even though I think Theo's going to have some of your allergy issues for sure.
Yeah. I would plant flowers.
You would probably do herbs.
And I would do food.
Food, yeah.
Kale and stuff like that.
Car maintenance. I did expect for Glenn. I already said that. I expected for Glenn to be able to do car maintenance. But
I'm not a very scheduled person. So I won't know if the tires need to be rotated or the oil changed. I'm a very much like, man.
He doesn't even wash the car.
No.
That's another expectation I had.
Mm-hmm.
Still do.
Because I
can't tell you the last time our car's been washed.
Because I'm not a very, like clean, organized person. Mm-hmm. I'm very, like, chaotic.
We should turn the cameras. Just kidding.
We got blue-black around. Blue-black around. You're playing me.
All right. Make money. I don't know if I had any expectations for making the money. I don't think I did.
At some point you did because you quit your job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was more so related to me just wanting to be with the kids. That wasn't about money. It was like, you figure it out.
Yeah, but that was also like...
But I didn't just quit my job without you showing evidence of being able to provide.
We didn't have very much evidence yet.
But I had faith.
Yeah.
Paying the bills, I am just a control freak. So I just know that I needed to be the one to do that. I didn't really have any expectation for him to do it. We could do it together, but I needed to be in the know about that.
There's certain bills for the business that I probably pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Like usually the internet.
Yeah.
I started paying that too.
Because he pays attention to that. Laundry. 84% said the woman, the wife.
16% said men. I'm actually cool with that.
You know, I got some, okay, so...
Towels and socks.
So, we got some interesting, I got some interesting responses about this, but I think there was a woman who responded and said, my husband's too much of a control freak. He likes to do his own laundry type thing. Or there was actually a couple people that said, we do our own laundry.
Mm.
And I was like, interesting. So, yeah, anyway, That's that. In our house, I think we both do it. I think I do it the majority of the time.
The laundry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do the most of the majority of the time. But if I'm running out of underwear.
If he's running out of underwear and I'm lagging, and we all know, if you know anything about me, you one thing that everyone should know about me is I hate laundry. That one's right, according to you. Mm-hmm. I hate doing laundry. So, yeah. No. Anyways, 84% said wife. Disciplinarian, 53% said the husband. The husband should be the disciplinarian.
Am I the disciplinarian in the home?
I hate to admit it, but I think you are. Mm-hmm. The only reason I say that, and I didn't want this to be my life, because I know how it was for my parents. Like, my dad was totally the scary one, but Glenn's the scary one. Because I'll be talking to the kids and disciplining them, and they'll be looking past me or over to their left to see if their dad is listening or paying attention. Yeah.
And I'll be trying not
and
to
that
listen.
That irritates the heck out of me.
I'll be sitting there like.
And it just makes me down. Even more upset. I'm like,
don't look at him. Look at me.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm the scary one.
Yeah.
You better be scared of my wrath.
Mm-mm. But you're not.
I want to be.
You're
I
not, want though. Them. It's not who you are.
I just want them to be scary.
But I just, I don't, I'm not scary. I'm just kind of like, hey, man. What are you doing? Like, I'm very, like, ugh, like.
But it kind of makes me wonder, like, are they afraid of disappointing you more than they're afraid of disappointing me?
I just think they know I'm going to do something. Because you'll threaten them, but I'll actually go through
when with you're it. Gone, though, when you're out of town, I have to follow through on my threats.
I know. I just wish you would be consistent.
I know.
Because then it would make it so hard for me.
I know. I really do need to work on that. I'm not going to front.
But because they're not scared of me, because they play me a lot. Like, they joke around with me. They don't listen.
Yeah, they're not. I think they have a healthy respect for you. Like a, what's it called? Yeah, a healthy respect for you.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's not that they're, yeah, I don't think they're afraid by the definition of the word. But they'd rather, they're, I don't know.
They know that when I threaten them, it is what it is. But even Anaya, like, listens to me. Kind of. She's starting to understand my tones. And
Pat. Today when I talked to her about the diaper, I feel like she understood my tone. Comforter, 89% said the wife.
See, that's bullcrap. I don't like that.
Why not?
Because it turns the male into someone who cannot comfort or should not comfort.
Like, it's not that. It's what they expect. It's not. The question was, what's the expectation? The husband or the wife?
But I have a. We have a rule in our house that whoever disciplines needs to comfort.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm yelling at Theo, he can't run to you to get comfort, mm-hmm. to seek refuge. He has to come to me to get hugs.
And we don't have that issue, yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes...
Raya Bo will try to come to me.
No, sometimes you, like, be nice. You'll say stuff
to me. Yes, I often sometimes interject, like, babe.
Just like today with Theo's shoe, like... You try to get me to...
I mean, you could just help him.
I know, but he could also figure it out.
Okay. You know, Glenn, I will say that you're better at finding teachable moments. Like, you're always taking an opportunity for a teachable moment. Whereas me...
There's no need to compare us.
I don't feel like I do that as much as you do.
You
and
do
so sometimes... I do, babe. I'm just saying, but sometimes, like, I'm more concerned about, like, okay, we need to... I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, and two, like, I feel like my first answer is always no. Dad, can I have some pizza? No. Why? You just can't have none. I don't like that about me either. Because I'm just kind of like...
And, like, today when we were in the car and Ryan Bo was asking all these questions, I know he was asking all of these questions.
Yo, it was so bad.
It was so annoying. But I don't want him to lose his need to ask questions. So I was like, Glenn, don't hush. Like, you know, just let him ask his questions. And then when it gets ridiculous, and it did get ridiculous, but I just want him to always feel comfortable asking questions. I feel like that's a really good trait to have, and you do a really good job at asking questions all the time. That is something that he probably gets from you, because you're always needing to know why.
Yeah, but you're right. He probably does get it from me.
What's the expectation for grocery shopping, husband or wife? 86% said the wife.
And I prefer to go grocery shopping, actually.
And I don't like it when he goes grocery shopping because you never consider the children. You only consider yourself.
Oh my gosh, that is a lie.
Babe, you don't think about the food that they will actually eat. You I think about the food that we gonna get
and they gonna eat. That's it. There ain't no us and them.
Babe, it doesn't work like that though.
It does.
Okay, so then, and then, okay, so he does that. And then he wants me to figure out what they're gonna eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if I ask him, babe, what am I gonna feed the kids? He's like, babe, that's you. That's all you. Why are you talking to me about this? Blah, 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 blah.
No. Because you wait until the morning of when the kids are saying, it's 9:30, who's gonna feed us breakfast? And you're sitting there looking at me like, babe, what should I feed the kids? And I'm like, I would have already had that done.
Like what? But I'm saying, I would get something like pancake mix. I don't know that you would.
I won't get pancake mix. I would get the oatmeals. I would get stuff like that. But I'm thinking about that before I go to sleep at night. You think about that when they're like asking you for the third time, I'm hungry. What are we going to eat? That's all I'm saying.
Anywho, I don't think Glenn considers the children when he goes grocery shopping.
I don't.
He doesn't get very snacky food. He gets all foods that have to be prepared. And I'm not about that life. I got to have some grab and go type stuff going on in my kitchen.
I think that's true. But I was trying to turn you into more of a meal prep type person.
I know.
But you're not that person.
I'm a meal prep type person. I do like to. The thing is, I get bored and I want to change things up. And so if I have everything planned out, and then I don't feel like eating that dish anymore. It's like, ugh, I don't want this. And now it's just sitting in the refrigerator collecting dust.
Yeah.
Or mold.
You be letting leftovers sit in the fridge. And I hate that. You don't be eating leftovers. That's irritating.
I do eat leftovers. Moving on.
You ain't had none of that salmon I made.
That salmon. And today... Babe.
Let's talk about... Okay.
No. Are you okay? Because that salmon looked... so scary.
No, it was great. That salmon was fine. But you want to talk about failed meals? Are we going that route?
What are you talking about?
I mean, like, I've been failed at some meals. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I done made some meals and I took some L's. Uh-huh. But you, my friend, you have failed.
Wait, was cooking one of the things on here?
I don't think I did cooking. I don't know.
Anyways, let's move on. I don't want to talk about
that. All right.
Okay.
I'm sure you don't.
Washes the car. What was your expectation? 88% said the man. I had that same expectation. Our car has not been washed in over a year. Do you think that's accurate?
Probably. Yeah, we got washer for. What do we wash the car for?
Because it doesn't rain in Southern California.
It rains. When it rains, it gets washed. What's the point?
When's the last time it rained?
I don't know. Check the weather. My thing is,
you don't care.
It's just gonna get dirty again. But I feel you.
It's just about presentation, man. Like, you know.
Yeah, but the inside of the car is gross.
I know.
There's French fries and plantain chips in between the car seats and little things all up in there. There's sticks, there's rocks, there's tree bark. There's all types of stuff in there that the kids collect. And I'm not finna have the outside of it dirty without the inside being clean. Because that's really what matters, just the inside. It's all about what's on the inside. Can I give you a word? It's all about what's on the inside.
Did you notice how I just recently cleaned out the inside, though? Did you notice?
I noticed that you took some stuff out of there, but you didn't vacuum.
I didn't vacuum, no, because I need to go do that.
You didn't wipe down
the
dashboard.
I want to take the car seats out to go do that.
That's my responsibility. True, but I'm too busy trying to make this thing.
Cheddar. No?
Okay. Not even cheddar, but just like legacy life. Like, this is more than just
a clean car.
But at the same time, I understand you value that.
Because I'm the one that's always in the car.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Anyways, moving on.
But I'm like, okay, when am I going to carve out time to clean the car?
Oops. Okay, that was it. I didn't do cooking as one. Thank you guys for participating in these polls, by the way. It's like over 1,200 of you. Participating. I must go back and say, though, a lot of you guys commented, like DM'd me. It was overwhelming, actually, how many of you DM'd me about how you would have chosen both, which is kind of what I want to get into next. A lot of people said, I mean, I would expect for both of us, or they were saying both of us do it. I don't think people understood that my question was more so, what was your expectation going into the marriage? Mm-hmm. Or what is your expectation? You know, whatever. But anyways, a lot of people would have said, were saying both. And so that's one of the things too that I want to talk about, because well, there are some expectations of each, like the male and the female in the relationship. And you know what? Yeah, I'm just going to stick with that. Male and the female in the relationship. I do think that some things, it doesn't have to be one or the other. I think we can both take care of it. And one of the things I want to say about Glenn and I is I feel like we make a really good team in doing a lot of the things that we do. Actually, dangerously so. We have said to each other that, we have been at seasons in our marriage where we're doing life really well together and we're working really well as a team. But our marriage is like, we're what is it called? Shoulder to shoulder.
Back to back.
Back to back and face to face. We read the book Real Marriage by Mark Driscoll years ago, actually, now. And one of the things in his book was talking about how in your marriage you can be back to back, shoulder to shoulder, or face to face. And I think some seasons of our lives, we just are really good shoulder to shoulder. And that's it. And I think right now is kind of one of those times where we don't, like, it's been forever since we've had like a date night. And this podcast is actually kind of cool because we just get to sit and chat.
Yeah.
But
I would say that we've mostly been back to back in our marriage.
Dang. In 8 years?
Yeah. I'd say for the most part, we've been back to back. You've been doing your thing. I've been doing my thing. And just recently, since we started having kids, have we had to kind of be shoulder to shoulder and work together. But for the most part, we'd only work together during the things that the kids...
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean by that.
But we were not doing anything face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think even just in recent conversations and you coming on board and being a part of Belief in Fatherhood, like, has brought us kind of face-to-face. And you would call that shoulder-to-shoulder, but I also feel like you helping me is speaking my language, you know, my love languages in a way, where like you're helping me ship out stuff and you're helping me like do things that I'm just not there with, and where I would feel like completely stressed out and overwhelmed. But to know that I have you as a, you know, a comfort, you know, like someone who, to help me, like that means a lot to me, and it speaks to me in a very face-to-face way, mm-hmm. you know. Now you think of, you know, face-to-face is like date night and like together oneness and like alone time.
It's midnight.
And, oh gosh, we gotta stop.
I gotta go to sleep.
I just don't think it's like the, you know, we have like plans and things we want to do, like making a small community of children to demand our time.
Yeah.
Probably isn't the best thing. You were trying to get me to impregnate you last night.
Babe.
No, I mean, not like that.
Jeez.
You were saying that you wanted to have kids.
Yes,
another
babe.
Child.
Okay.
And I'm not about it.
I know.
And like, I would love another child. That'd be so cool. I'm thinking about like, who are we going to get to babysit these kids? So.
I just don't want you to change your mind when Anaya is 7 years old, because at that point, I'm like, nah, bro.
Yeah, I don't want to be...
I don't know. I don't want 7 years difference.
Do you really want another child?
I'm not going to lie. I don't know what it was about this homeschool convention, but I left there like, I need more children.
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
And the thing is, the kids have been asking. They want a brother and a sister, another one.
Gender roles. Is there a place for gender roles in marriage?
I think there is a place for it, but not really, because at any time I could be called to do something that, you know, like my service doesn't, like, even though you are my wife, mm-hmm. I don't serve you because you're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I serve the entirety of you. So if you needed me to do the laundry, I do the laundry. Mm-hmm. If you needed me to do whatever, like, I'm, like, your gender has nothing to do with my service. Mm-hmm. Or my role as a husband, you know. So, no, but those are just expectations that we have as people. They're not really something that makes a lot of sense in the grand scheme of things. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Like, I like it when you take the trash to the dumpster, but it's not something that I'm not going to do because I'm a woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're less likely to do it.
I'm very less.
You're less likely to clean the bathroom. Like, that's just not something to do. Yeah,
those are just things I don't like to do.
You just don't do it.
I feel like,
Yeah.
The dirty work goes to you. So, we have to leave people with hope.
That is hope. It's not about agreement. It's about alignment. Gender roles may exist here and there, but it's mostly about you and your partner, your significant other, your spouse, knowing what each other expects. Mm-hmm. Another Pat Lynch line, frustration is unmet expectations. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. And if we think about that and we know that your expectations are this, I can tell you, hey, I'm not going to be able to do that. Or I can say, I could do that. You know? But most of the time, we get mostly frustrated when we believe that this is a man thing, this is a woman thing, and you should know that.
I'm Mrs. Melanin, and this is just how married we are. Holla!